forgive, to give, pay it forward. There is nothing backward. There is no past, only now. What is forgiveness all about? Mary Baker Eddy has an article in Miscellaneous Writings beginning on page 8 entitled Love Your Enemies. And she says, who is thine enemy except someone that you think is your enemy? To paraphrase, on page 210, she says, charity has the courage of conviction. It may suffer long, but has neither the cowardice nor the foolhardiness to cover iniquity. Charity is love, and love opens the eyes of the blind, rebukes error, and casts it out. Charity never flees before error, lest it should suffer from an encounter. Love your enemies, or you will not lose them. And if you love them, you will help to reform them. In Miscellany, page 191, starting on line 4, she says, be patient toward persecution. Injustice has not a tithe of the power of justice. Your enemies will advertise for you. Christian Science is spreading steadily throughout the world. Persecution is the weakness of tyrants engendered by their fear, and love will cast it out. Continue steadfast in love and good works. Children of light, you are not children of darkness. Let your light shine. Keep in mind the foundations of Christian Science: one God and one Christ. Keep personality out of sight, and Christ's blessed are ye will seal your apostleship. We know Jesus told his disciples, as a response to their question, how many times should they forgive someone? 7 times, and he said 70 times 7. He was giving them such a big number that they should forget about not forgiving, and they should always forgive. But what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is only addressing our own consciousness, where we think that we're the king and we're the judge, and we can decide who's right and who's wrong. We are right and they are wrong. Therefore, we're the ones that have to forgive them for them being wrong. But are we God? Are we the judge? Are we all-knowing? Are we omnipotent? Are we omnipresent? Or are we only a little black dot on the huge white sheet? Are we only a grain in the sand, whereas God is all the sand? Are we a drop in the ocean, whereas God is all the ocean? Right. We better forget about even thinking about forgiving, because we had no right to condemn. Dr. Francis Fluno was one of Mary Baker Eddy's earliest students and one of her first lecturers. And he says, not only is criticizing someone else a big problem, but it will prevent any progress from taking place within oneself. It is the one and only soul killer. And of course, Mary Baker Eddy has stated publicly that she devoted multiple times a day to praying that she was not, or rather examining her thought, that she was not victimizing herself to be a criticizer. She had to examine her thought that she was not even thinking about criticizing someone else. For her duty was to look for good and good only in everyone and everything. Period. That's it. That was her duty. That's what she was on earth to do. If we think about the quotes that were referred to by Mary Baker Eddy, Jesus, in responding to his disciples, and Dr. Fluno, on the topic of criticism, these all reflect on the fact that forgiveness should be so far out of our thought that we don't even know that the word exists, because we had no right to be a judge in the beginning. And how do we know that we are not the one that is wrong? Dale Carnegie said, "You better be very careful about criticizing someone, because tomorrow you may agree with them." So the foundation for forgiveness or for criticizing are very non-existent. There is a movie that was very inspiring a few years back that was entitled Pay It Forward. The theme of the movie was that even if you did not owe anything anyone, you should give something to everyone as a credit for the future. In other words, you don't need to have a reason to give something to someone other than wanting to reflect love, impersonal love, where you just are overflowing. You're welling up with this constant stream that you just have to give away. You just have to give to everyone impartially and with the joy that can only be matched when one is giving for the benefit of someone else. So should we be thinking about forgiving, or should we be thinking about giving to? If we have someone that is barking at us like a dog that's very unhappy or wants to get attention about something being wrong, that is a common feature of one who is trying to get attention. That's the time that we should be putting out a helping hand to see what we can do to correct the problem. How can we help? Someone is likely asking for assistance to solve a problem or to clarify something, to clear up a misunderstanding. In other words, their real feelings are being broadcast as an emotion because they don't know what else to do. They have something that needs to be dealt with, and it seems to be out of their control to resolve the problem. It could be totally unrelated to us and our relationship with them, but perhaps we are the only one that they can broadcast their chaos to in hopes that maybe we could be of assistance in solving it. One of the many items to remember about the characteristics of evil is that it mocks truth to the nth degree. In other words, it is mocking truth so closely to what truth actually is that we need to analyze very carefully to make sure that we are seeing the truth and not error. A favorite feature of evil is a decoy. In other words, to attract our attention away from the real problem. The decoy can come in the form of a symptom that is totally unrelated to the real cause. In other words, the object or subject that the attempt of evil makes in order to distract from the real problem. Because, of course, the feature of evil is that it wants to be ignored and to be able to compound itself without being noticed. Of course, it uses personalities in order to do this, so we must make sure that we may want to look at a personality to see if it's a representation of a symbol, but not really look to the personality as being the problem or being the one that instigated it. For most people are a victim involuntarily without even realizing what they're doing. It may be obvious to the onlooker that is outside the situation, but to the one that's involved in it, very difficult, if not impossible, for them to wake up to realize what they're really doing. The chapter on animal magnetism in the first edition did not have the word unmask as a part of it. Mary Baker Eddy removed the entire chapter for a while because people totally misunderstood it. And until they were able to rise to a higher level in their spiritual understanding, she left it out of the textbook. Then when she added it back, and I don't know whether it was exactly when she added it back or sometime later, she added the word mask or unmask. So evil is very tricky, and we have to make sure we're prepared to deal with it in order to be effective at overcoming any problem we have. She starts off in the steps to say we have to analyze. So it's not just like the thing is obvious and work on it, but we have to analyze the situation to see what is the real evil that is trying to interfere with harmony, with the principle of whatever the topic is that we're dealing with. Also, to repeat what has been said in other treatments, very successful people have said that the more important the project is, the more obstructions will try to prevent it from getting started, the operation while it's in process, and getting completed. In all three phases of the project, tremendous effort by mortal mind to insert an obstruction or many obstructions under different faces, decoys all over the place. So we're making a big mistake if we do not devote effort to dealing with that phase of the healing process. We're dealing with a healing process in anything that is delayed, any activity that is diverted, any activity that is stopped or reversed. Mary Baker Eddy says it's important within the treatment to indicate that the treatment cannot be reversed. And of course, a good place for that is right at the end. And it's always good to give the reason why. And of course, the very final words in a treatment, that would be very good to make an absolute statement that nullifies any effort by any appearance of mortal mind to try to reverse the truth that has been established in the treatment. This is the end of this treatment, and I will state very firmly right now that the truth in this treatment cannot be challenged, cannot be opposed, cannot be deflected, diverted, diluted, stopped, or reversed. This treatment is sealed with the truth of God. God is all there is. Amen.